on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
There is something that you can drink that's key to a long life. And this beverage, they say, can be more effective than exercise at keeping you alive longer. And it was a massive new study. Miguel, what do you think it is?
Corona? With some lime? Does that keep you alive? Hey, listen, it's going to keep me festive.
Oh, that's true. It's going to keep me fine on my beach. Actually, yes.
Really?
It's alcohol.
Oh.
I was shocked when I read this because it seems like every other month, it's either bad for you, good for you, do it, don't do it, who even knows? But at this current moment, a new study found that the key to living a long life is drinking alcohol. People who had around 2 drinks a day, and that would be beer and wine, they didn't do hard liquor as part of this study, I guess, were 18% less likely to die early.
Wait, okay, hold on. So this is a little concerning. So they're saying vodka is not going to keep me alive?
I don't believe so.
Because I was ready to turn up.
I don't think you should be turning up every day. That seems counterintuitive.
If I have 2 cocktails a day, Holly?
I just feel like beer or wine is better.
Okay. So I was ready.
You
listen. If
are you ready to just pound 2 shots?
If you told me every day, if they said, if the Surgeon General said, listen, if you do 2 shots every day, it's going to keep you alive, this would be my new alarm at 3:30 in the morning.
No, you would not.
I would. Girl, I'd get up, take 2 shots. I'd be a lot happier coming in here every morning instead of sleeping.
No, you would not.
It would wake my ass up. I'd be ready.
Well, we'll make you do that for one of the holidays. I want to just see what that looks like. 2 shots in, Miguel, for a morning show.
I have to Uber in.
Yes, you would. All right, so there is a symbol out there that will cause your iPhone to crash if you view it. It's this new bug, and here's the biggest problem is that the trolls on Twitter are trying to get you. And generally, you can send it to a friend. Like, if one of your friends has an Android phone and they send you this symbol, it's like a, it's like a symbol in some other language, or it's like a letter in some other language. But if they send it to your iPhone, the iPhone just crashes and crashes and crashes. You can get out of the loop if you're in a message by having another friend text you, and then you can try to delete the chain with that crazy symbol in it. But if you're on Twitter or any form of social media and that symbol pops up, it's going to crash your phone.
I feel as if this is the revenge of the green bubble.
It is.
This is all those memes.
They always looking for somebody to try to punish.
It's true. I feel all those memes where it's like, ooh, if you send me a text and it's a green bubble, I'ma judge you. This is them saying, who you gonna judge now?
Crash.
What you gonna do with your phone when you can't get out of it?
Crash.
I apologize, green bubble.
I do too.
If you have an Android, I apologize for judging you.
I'm sorry, Android. And you know that they're all high and mighty. Like, if you have an Android, you know you are too. Don't act like you're not, because you're like, well, we had that technology 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I get it. I know you do. But I'm already sucked in by the iPhone. All right, and then also, let's talk about sending inappropriate pictures. And I'm talking about men to women, okay? There's new information we have that says only 12% of women say they've ever asked a man to send them a picture of the junk.
I have told so many straight guys that I know, do not send a junk shot. Women do not want it. That's, if there's one lesson I've learned in the 10 years of doing morning radio, where a majority of the audience is female, and so I've listened, I've learned, is that they are not moved by physical sight like men are.
No, and there's the disconnect, is because men are like, this is going to turn her on. And I think it's because if a woman just decided to pop into a guy's DMs with, like, you know, boobs, a sexual shot, boobs, guys would love it. They're like, I want that!
Yes.
But that doesn't work in reverse.
This is the lesson I learned this on. The first 50 Shades of Grey movie that came out, we had this big debate. And I said, oh, because the news...
You weren't disappointed, weren't you?
Yeah, well, because the news came out that there was not going to be any junk shots. They were going to show plenty of boobs, but no junk shots. And I was like, well, that's not fair to women if they're showing their boobs. And I was like, let's take phone calls. And phone call after phone call, and it was like I was punched in the face. And I was like, I finally get it now. Women don't want to see that.
No.
They don't want to see that.
Especially in that movie, it was even more erotic and exciting that you didn't... Because, like, nothing really beats your imagination when it comes to it. I feel like women. For women.
Yeah,
for women.
I need to see. I'm a man. Okay. I need to see everything.
Well, that's how all men are. That's why they think that you want it, but you don't.
You don't. Although, so men.
Now, hold on. There are the 12% of women that say they've actively sought it out.
If they ask for it. If a woman says, send it to me, send it.
Go ahead.
But don't ever send a solicited junk shot to a woman. She will reject you, I'm sure.
Unsolicited. And yes, I agree. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.